Hello, future listener, and welcome to the past. How is the future going? Did I make it? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I have to believe I made it. And do you wonder how I did it? Well, this podcast documents my journey, the ups and downs, and all the hard lessons learned. So, without further ado, let me present you the star of the podcast. Drumroll, please. Oh, wait, me? My name is Dan Chodimkov, and this is the story of how I became a millionaire. Or at least I hope so. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. As 2020 has started, and okay, maybe if it still started the jingle with Hello, Future Listener, I should stop saying dates, but yeah, it's still January, it's still 11th of January, and I was talking with several people this morning, and I really found something that I wanted to share with you guys, and it is very simple. If you are an owner or a salesperson or a CEO, are you really passionate about what you do? And I find this really interesting because if you're not passionate, you will never be excited and put the extra mile in whatever you do. On the other hand, if you're passionate about it, nothing will stop you. Everything is just the next obstacle that you want to overcome. So I just recall a quote. I have no idea where I have it in my head, but I use it quite often in BSB, and it goes like, well, if you want to do something, you'll find a way. But if you don't, you'll find an excuse. And I really stand really strong behind this thought, because when I really want something to be done, nothing can stop me. Everything is just obstacle. But something happened, I'll figure out a way, and then something else will happen, and I'll still figure out a way. So nothing can stop me when I really want to do something, when I'm passionate about something. On the other hand, when I'm doing something that I don't like, well, you cannot even imagine how many excuses I can make up. Like, yeah, but you know what? It's cold outside. Yeah, but it's not my fault. It's someone else's fault. Yeah, but can we do this tomorrow? And here comes the, you know, the laziness, the procrastination. And in my head, it's really up to the passion. And I see this on two things. Before we moved into B2B sales, I was really working a lot with entrepreneurs. And you know, the entrepreneurs, they're so excited. They're like, you know what? I have an idea. We're going to conquer the world in 2 weeks. No, in 6 months, we're going to have 5 million in revenue and stuff. And I was like, okay, obviously this is your first business if you expect 5 million in 6 months. I mean, there are exceptions, but majority will never succeed on that level. And then I start telling, well, you know what? Starting a business requires a lot of effort. You need to take care of finance, of HR, of marketing, of sales, and running a team, and legal and everything. And they give up. And they were like, you know what? The first obstacle that comes in, I tried. It didn't work out. That's it. I give up. On the other hand, I'm meeting some entrepreneurs that are so passionate about what they do. Maybe they did it as a hobby before, and then they move it as a business. So they love what they do. So there is no working time. They really enjoy it, what they do. And yeah, they see the same obstacle as the other entrepreneurs. But this time they're like, but this is an obstacle. I have a problem. Okay, open up YouTube. On the one screen, you're actually Googling the tutorial on how to do it. And on the other screen, you're actually solving the problem. And guess what? Once you solve that problem, a new one will come on, and a new one, and a new one. And that's business. I mean, that's even real life. And that's the difference between being passionate about what you do and just doing it for the sake of doing it. And even if you're in sales, if you don't like sales, you find so many excuses why the clients don't like you, the prices are wrong, the product is bad. I mean, there are quite a lot of excuses out there. On the other hand, if you love what you're doing, then you're going to start seeing them as an obstacle and start improving them and start tweaking them and start getting them better so you can get better results. And I found this applies even in the personal life. I mean, think about it. How many times do we say it with friends? It would be nice if we connect together, or let's meet up in some near future, in quotes, and nothing happens. And here is the same thing that I'm saying. I don't think that you see your friends on a high level in your priority list. Because guess what? If they were really high in your priority list, if you really want to meet someone on a personal level, you'll find a way. You move the calendar a bit. You're going to put them in a week or 2 weeks from now, even if you're a busy guy, but you'll find a way. If you don't have time for the family, well, guess what? They're not high enough in your priority. So instead of saying, I don't have the time, we should start saying, well, you're not high enough in my priority. And it feels painful to say that, but think about it. I'm sure you all have a nice to-do list and stuff that you want to do on a business level, but also on a personal level. I want to, I don't know, see the pyramids, and I want to learn to sing a guitar. And guess what? They're just not high on your priority. Imagine they were the highest on your priority. Every morning before you have your breakfast, you spend 15, 20 minutes on the guitar. Well, guess what? Now it's high on priority. So instead of not having time, you're just not passionate about it. And it sucks. And I see people that are stuck in a job that they're not passionate about. And it sucks. I mean, it's depressing. And rather than that, start thinking, well, if I want something to be happen, how can I put it on top of it? Because if I really want it, I'll find a way how to do it. So back to my quote, if you want to do something, you find a way. But if you don't want to do something, well, you're just going to find an excuse. Think about your to-do list, guys. And that's the short story I wanted to share today. Have a great day. Bye-bye. So, did you enjoy the podcast? Feel free to subscribe so you'll be notified whenever I post a new episode. Do you know a friend that could benefit from this podcast? Well, share it with them and with the rest of the world. I would really appreciate that. Have a great day and talk to you soon.